Good evening. KD2AIT, next control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomerang Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomerang on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boomerang Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, October 20th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Platt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Scott Street in Boomerang, New York. The amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact me, KD2AIT, and I can set that up. We are still looking for net controllers for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct a net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomerangarc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in?
WB2RUQ.
Kilo Bravo 7, Charlie Lima X-ray in Kansas.
Okay, there's two Echolink stations. We'll start at the top with WB2RUQ, my father John, traveling back from Florida. Where are you tonight, and how's it going?
KD2AIT, WB2RUQ. Well, tonight we're here in Woodstock, Virginia, and we'll be leaving in the morning and should arrive home late tomorrow afternoon. So, trip's going well, nice and sunny, and just keeping our eyes on the road. And that's about it, Jeff. Back to you, WB2RUQ.
All right. Well, I guess you got around all that flooding okay, and get your on your way home there. All right. Well, have a good evening there, and we'll catch up with you later. KB7CLX, Sean in Kansas. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, good evening, K2AIT in the net. KB7CLX, name here is Sean, S-H-A-W-N, in Atchison, Kansas, and just checking around for nets on the system, and thought I'd stop by. It's nice and well, the sun's gone down, but it's 63 according to Yahoo, and we had a high in the mid-70s, so it's been a pretty nice day over here. Back to you.
Alright, Sean, we caught most of that. Your audio is a little low there, but we did catch it, and well, I'm glad that you were able to check in. We're here every night, 9 o'clock, and we like to hear people from all over. So feel free to check in again. We're in upstate New York, not too far from Utica is where the radio station is, Boonville, New York. And well, thank you again for checking in, and hopefully we'll see you again. I see there's one other station that just came in here on the Echolink station, so I'm going to give them a shout. If you're ready there, KC2ITQ, Doug, I believe you're in, if I remember right, you're in California. What's going on tonight?
Well, good evening, everybody. This is KC2ICQ, Corona, California, via the Echo Link, and we're experiencing some Santa Ana winds. They call them the hot winds, and it's like stepping into a blast furnace when you walk outside. Boy, I'll tell you, we've had the heat wave from you-know-where last month and this month. Boy, it's been really hot, really dry, and they've had some really bad fires out here. I guess they got some of them mostly contained, which is a good thing, but we lost an awful lot of trees, and oh, boy. Anyway, everybody have a great evening. God bless. Take care, and we'll shoot it back to net. This is KC2ICQ.
All right, Doug, well, sorry to hear you haven't gotten any relief from the dryness yet. I guess you always have some heat out there, but we could even use a little bit here. In fact, a town just not that far here declared, asked the people to watch their water consumption. So it's not just there. I can tell you there's a lot of places where you just haven't gotten enough rain over the whole course of the season. So. All right, well, thanks, Doug, for checking in. You have a good evening there, and we'll catch up with you later. All right, that's the last on the list for Echolink. So this is KD2AIT, and control for the Black River Valley service set. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
F2PFM, good evening, Joe. KC2WI. F2PFM, I believe I doubled with someone. W-A-2-U.
Okay, there's four. You said it's only four. You all kind of stepped in there right about the same time. All right, we'll start the top here with George and 2PFM. Good evening. What's going on tonight?
Hey, Jeff and everyone on the net, I said I believe I did double with someone there, if I'm not mistaken. I did hear something that there's another carrier drop right after this thing dropped, so I don't know what's going on there, but anyway, you got a temperature of 51 degrees on the mountainside. Temperature range today was 49 to 62, and this morning when I got up, it was dark and dreary, and it looked like even till 9 o'clock or so, it looked like we were going to get a good downpour. Didn't get any. I believe the sun came out and it was drifting in and out most of the day. So, that's about it. Nothing spectacular going on. So we'll say God bless and 73 is at 2 PFM clear.
All right, George. Well, keep them solar batteries there charged up. And, yeah, I heard a mixed mash of you all, but I think I got everybody here. That guy who doubled with you. Who is N2OIQ. Bill, good evening. What's going on tonight? Yeah, we might have got a landline here. Let me just try it one more time, then. Or not N2OIQ. Boy, I wrote it down because you guys doubled up. sorry about that. N5AOW. Bill, what's going on tonight? Stepped out. We'll come back to him. KC2WI, Pete, what's going on tonight?
KC2WI. Well, I've been sitting here cleaning up email. I bet I reduced my Outlook PST file by a few megabytes. And I'm going through the outbox and deleting most everything that's old. With a sort of a review of some things, and I deleted a whole bunches of messages by subject or folders that I had stored stuff sort of temporarily in, and got a whole bunch of stuff from Air Force Mars about some of the transmission, ComSec stuff and various things and programs and stuff that was very confusing to get set up. And I stored it in two places, and I stored it in a folder and all this stuff, and I said, well, okay, I got to get rid of this stuff. So, you know, something to do when you're really kind of out of energy to do anything that's too complicated, but really want to get something done that needs to be done. So, got that. It's actually, that's 50 degrees. I was surprised, actually. It was nice in the morning, and then it sort of got hazy, but it really didn't get that cold for a while. And it's kind of been, after the cold, a couple cold, nasty days we had there, it's kind of not been so bad. I've expected to be making a fire in a wood stove every morning, but the last couple of days I haven't done it, so that's okay with me. Let's see, what else is going on? Not too much. I'm kind of looking forward to the third Saturday of the month, which is the New York CUSO party from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. It's about the only kind of a contest that I don't sit here for 12 hours glued to the radio, but I do a halfway serious attempt to at least try and get all the New York counties, which is sometimes difficult. Sometimes it takes me half a day to get somebody in Lewis County. I got to catch somebody driving out or something on the repeater and say, look, go over to Simplex and give me a contact. But I think one or two years I may have talked to somebody else on HF, but it's almost always I got to just catch somebody and say, get on the repeater and go to Simplex and make a legal contact for the count for the county. But it's a lot of fun. KC2WI.
I hear you on the weather there. I've had the telescope off now for 2 days. It's no point in really running it. And, when I have my office door closed here so I can work, these computers, it heats up pretty quick in here. And I had the air conditioner on until right before the net. So it's not typical for the rest of the house, but in this little room here, it gets warm quick. So I was just thinking the other day, should I pull this thing out of the window or what? Glad I haven't yet, because I can't work if I'm too hot. Anyway, alright, thanks, Pete. Let me check to see if N5AOW is back. Bill, good evening. Well, he must have dropped off the radar, so we'll switch over to WA2U. John, up there by Hinkley Reservoir, what's going on tonight?
Jeff and everyone, WATU on the Black River Valley DXNet. It reminds me of DXNet getting in there in the split second of, we haven't gotten down to Suffolk yet, so we don't have to worry about that. Had a good day, 45 degrees at the northeast end of Hinkley Reservoir. I know it seems we're always cooler than everyone else here, but that's the way it goes. It was a beautiful day outside. Got a lot of stuff done. Friend came over with his tractor and pulled out the rest of the tops of the trees that we had over by our driveway. So that's pretty well cleared out. I think there were probably about 10 trees over there. And brought them over and I cut them up, and Kathy cut the branches off. I cut them up, and so we've got them piled up. Nothing for the wood stove, but certainly good stuff for the fire ring, which we'll probably enjoy tomorrow evening. Someone gave us a call earlier today, this evening, said the northern lights were out, I guess, at different times. So anyone feels like going out and see what they can see. But yeah, we'll have some friends stop over tomorrow, probably about 5. We'll sit around the fire ring and have 807s and fix the world's problems. But it might be almost the last Thursday evening that we can actually do that. This coming Saturday is roll call, that's at 10 a.m. on 7.255 on a 40-meter band for e-cars. So if people want to see how their antenna's working, it's kind of a neat thing. They do it by call area, so people can tune into that. So seems like I had some other things to mention. Oh, with the weather, of course, we've had interesting propagation. We're on 2 meters and probably other parts of the spectrum. So, Jeff, we'll turn it back over to you, and maybe my other thought will come to us. And yeah, and I thought I heard someone along with George, and thought it sounded like Bob too, but I don't know. WATU, back to net.
All right, John. Well, KD2AIT. Yeah, I'll get the cap this weekend. I'm going to get that 10-meter horizontal out, see if I can't get that set up for the winter. And I might tinker around out a little bit here, just for the boys get done hunting in the morning, and I'll have to supervise them. And I might try that out, so we'll see how the propagation's going. All right, well, thanks for checking in there, and sounds like you had a busy day. We'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any other check-ins?
KC2NBU.
KC2MBU. Ray, good evening. What's going on tonight?
We got 51 degrees up on the hill here. Processed about 160 gallons of used French fry oil today for my furnace that I'm building. I'm putting together a hot water boiler to produce domestic hot water and put a water coil in my furnace, so we'll be able to heat the house and use French fry oil, since I've got a surplus this winter. And looking forward to that. Also got a quick question. Went up to clean the chimney this morning, and I've been burning wood. And it looks like rainwater has washed some of the creosote down onto the steel roof, and it's literally taken the paint off just like battery acid. I've never seen anything like it. I've been heating with wood for years and never seen anything like this happen. Got any ideas?
Beats me. I can't think of anything, any reason why that would cause that. No, I gotta say that one's new to me. I don't know if anybody else has an idea out there. You might want to chime in.
Well, I did experiment with coal for a couple of days, and somebody said that is very corrosive. The smoke from the coal stove, but I don't know. I have shiny metal on my roof and rust starting. It just took the paint right off. And must be recent, because it's not all rusty around the chimney. It's all shiny bare metal, but no paint. It looked like somebody dumped half a gallon of acid and it ran down the roof.
Well, then I'd have to think it's something to do with that coal, but I don't know for sure. By the way, I thought of you today. I picked up five of those Bofang FRS radios, well, GMRS FRS radios. They came in today. Boy, it's a good deal, and they seem to be really solid radios. We were kicking around with them a little bit. And I tell you, you can buy five nice radios like that for under $100. Each with their own charger, each with their own earpiece, and, separate microphone, and programming cable with the software and everything, I got to tell you, that's something. The last set we had were Motorola's, and we had such a hard time with them things. They wouldn't work in the cold. And we first, I thought it was the batteries. They got different batteries. You know, they just took regular AA's. And it wasn't the batteries. And finally, I got to where I just threw those things out. I wouldn't even sell them to somebody because they were so unreliable. And these ones so far seem to be working out pretty good. But good luck with the chimney there, and good luck with the boiler. That sounds like another interesting project, and sounds pretty cool actually. So good luck with that. Let us know how it turns out. I see we have another station here jumped in on Echolink. I don't know if they want to check in, but I'll pause to see if they do. This is KD2EIC.
KD2JRM, just monitoring, been licensed for one day, so right now I'm just limited to Echolink until I get a rig set up.
All right, good evening. This is KD2AIT. I didn't get the handle here. It says on the Echolink, J. Mullen. So, give us your handle and tell us what's going on today.
The handle is KD2JMS. Not much going on down here. Again, in Westchester County, talking via Echolink right now.
All right. Well, we're coming in here real good. Signal sounds fine. Well, your audio sounds fine, I should say. And thanks for checking in, and good luck getting your rig. And we're here every night at 9 o'clock. So feel free to come back and check in again. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, we've worked today and got to work here tonight. And did take a nice walk up on the towpath, and I'd say we're at a 100% peak fall here right now. The color's out there, and everything's starting to fall. You know, you can't walk down that towpath without making a ton of noise. Seen a lot of wild ducks up there on the towpath. And they're mingling up there with the domesticated ducks some people have up there. And it's got that feel out there. It's time to be out in the woods and hunting. So I can't really wait until this weekend when I get the kids up there. They're going to be doing some hunting. And if they get to where they don't want to go out, I might do some. Join on the early bear hunt that's going on right now. We'll see. Anyway, that's about it. That's all I have to report. All right. Are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
WAQ comment for Ray.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, okay, Rave is still there. I don't completely understand the situation, but it doesn't sound like a lot of fun. I don't know how bad the situation is as far as roof goes. You may want to try to figure out on the internet of neutralizing what's going on or stopping it. Maybe it's already stopped, but I think if it were me, and considering the time of the year, I've used it in a couple tower applications, and that's cold galvanizing. I don't know if you said it started rusting, it looks like rust, but I don't know if it's something on the surface or if it's getting into the metal, but cold galvanizing, it sounds like a lot of paint might be needed later, but making sure something is sealed is a good way to go. So the cold galvanizing material paint is not pretty, but does what I think when I use it, it's like a greenish blue color, kind of a interesting color, but anyways, I'll turn it back to Matt WA to you.
All right, thanks John for the comment. There you go, Ray, something to consider. All right, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? All Alright, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net, return the frequency to regular energy use. I'd like to thank my father, John, Sean down in Kansas, Doug in Corona, California, George, Bill, who was there and then never made it back, and Pete, John up at Hinkley Reservoir there, Ray, and we never got his name there, but KDC-JMS down in Westchester County. Thanks everyone for checking in, and we'll say 73 to anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
KD2JMS, thanks again for having me. Once again, I'm sorry for not giving you my name. My name's John. Probably listen in tomorrow. Thanks again. 73.
Thanks, John. I got it written down here now. Hopefully, if you do show up, well, actually, it won't even be me here tomorrow. It shouldn't be. It should be Bill. But hopefully, I'll remember it the next time you check in. All right, thanks. Have a good evening. KD2AIT.
Yeah, congratulations, John. This is also John WATU on getting your ticket there, and I'm chuckling to myself the way things have changed from a few of us that had tube radios or got on the with CW or made our first contact, and you're using the privileges. You're on the internet, but again, congratulations on obtaining your license, WATU, and. Name is John. I'm at the northeast of Hinkley Reservoir up here in Herkimer County in New York State. 73WATU. KC2WIWA2, if you're still there, Pete, for a moment.
KC2WI.
Thanks for the interesting email about the 5-5. We appreciate it. It was interesting. Interesting read.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about how they may be doing on their fundraising campaign there. I have to send Joe an email or catch him when he's on the carrier net or, well, he's at net control on the carrier net sometimes. But see if he's got some updates. It would be kind of nice to get that thing going. I could probably send him a few bucks, you know. But, yeah, I don't know if they're... They said feed line repair. I don't know, you know, they know where it's leaking or they're going to have to really replace it or what, but that used to be a great repeater, of course, and now it's iffy. Sometimes it's on, sometimes it's not on.
Yeah, it was interesting in the article when they read, you part said wait for it to dry out, and I'm thinking, wait a minute now. I was explaining it to Kathy, you know, the difference between coax and hardline, and we used to have some that were, it was a nitrogen filled, they'd have a, you'd pump them up, and, but boy, that's a long run. That's a long run up there. Maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it's actually waveguide, which is a whole different animal. If it's waveguide, boy, that's real expensive a foot.
I don't think so. I think it's, I mean, you know, usually you're talking microwaves. For waveguide, I don't think it. I think it's, you know, it's hard line of some sort, but like you say, that stuff is generally air. Any big hard line, it's air, you know, with spacers. Some of the smaller stuff is a foam, but in any case, it's expensive and it's heavy to put up and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Of course, 500 feet of, you know, RG 213 or 214 or awful heavy too, but yeah, it would be nice to get that thing up and back up to snuff and operational, you know. I mean, thing like that, the radio's no big deal, you know. If the radio blew up, you can get one of those for a reasonable price, and you know, and you can get at it, but the antenna system is the problem. That's usually the problem. You can always buy a new radio, but can't always, you know, it's not always easy to fix the antenna.
I have a friend out in Baldwinsville, what is his call now? N2IQ. Mark, he's involved with the EME moonbound stuff on 1296, and he's got he has a 40-foot dish in his yard, and he used to have 7 5/8, and they had inch and a half hard line. It looked like a fire hose on a, I remember when he bought it, you know, he had a spool, monstrous. The connectors were, he knew where he could get some, that's where knockoff connectors work well. You know, the connectors were, they cost as much as the cable did, I think, you know, the brass connectors, so. Well, I appreciate it. I got some stuff, but I'll give you a call. I got we worked on our email. I gave the league a call today, and they had to get our email thing straightened out. We were trying to do test messages, and they would bounce, and so we had one of those days. But all right, I'll get out of the way here. I probably get locked, and it'll be coming up. But I appreciate you sending that to us. So thanks a lot, Pete, and good luck with your projects there too. KC2WIWA to you.
Well, I think Friday's supposed to be kind of a rainy day, but it doesn't sound like it's a long-term event. I'd like to run up to Lake Pleasant, but I got to stick around here, and I'm just, I don't know, back in September, I don't know what the day was, but when it cooled off one day, I was up Lake Pleasant. And I was out, the rainy sort of a drizzly, you know, damp day, not really cold, but not hot. And I was out, and I ended up washing, scrubbing the whole porch, you know, getting a lot of the, you know, algae off the wood and that. And it wasn't hot, but it wasn't cold, and I had shorts on, I didn't have a shirt on, and, you know, I was using the hose, and it was drizzling a little bit, and I said, well, I'm just going to get wet anyway, and I think I got a little cold. I think that's what started it, and boy, I felt crappy the next week. I actually, like, slept one afternoon instead of, it was in a real nice day, too. I just about got better, and then I went back up, and that's the day my dad ended up going down to the hospital, to the emergency room at night, and he really didn't have a problem, and he called up, he said, oh, well, I'm not going to stay here, come down and get me. And I get down there, of course, it's, you know, Lake Pleasant to Gloversville, and takes an hour, about, and I really was planning on going to bed at about 9 o'clock, because I was just starting to feel decent, and of course, I didn't. I drove down there, and what really made it bad was when I got down there, he wasn't there, you know, he wasn't out. And they said, oh, no, we didn't, you know, I guess they didn't like his blood pressure or something, and they decided to keep him. So I got back at 1:30, and I could just feel my head stuffing up on the way home, and I just about got over that, and
check in tonight. We're the Without Cabot. All stations are welcome. And the Rochester 655 is quite busy again tonight, so please wait till the tail drops on the Boonville 655. And hopefully it'll Yeah, well, I'll clear so I can hear who comes in. Station, try it then, please. Station's locked in tonight with loud traffic. And again, please wait till the tail drops.
Case 2WI, no traffic.
KC2WI, hi Pete, thank you for checking in. Much appreciated. We'll make one more try here. Are there any other stations tonight with or without traffic? And again, please wait till the tail drops and you're repeated. Okay, I guess just you and I tonight, Pete. Thanks for the check-in, much appreciated. 7-3s, have a good evening, and good day tomorrow. KA2ZZ.
Jack, I guess I missed you in 5AOW. Have a good evening.
Bob, thank you for checking in. Much appreciated. I always kind of wait a little bit after I clear, especially with this lovely interference I've got. So, 7-3, have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2000 up.
One more for the count, KC2NBU. One more for the count, KC2NBU.
KC2NBU, good evening, Ray. Thank you for checking in. Much appreciated. So again, 7-3s to all. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. I'll be returning to the 145-170, KA2000.